Welcome to the Compliance Perspectives Podcast. I'm Adam Turteltaub from the Society of Corporate Compliance and Ethics. I'm joined today from Colorado by Carolyn McMichan, who is the Vice President of Global Ethics and Compliance for Molson Coors. Carolyn, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Adam. It's great to be here.
Well, we're going to talk today, as you and I discussed, about your program and some of what I think is really terrific work in terms of making compliance integral to what the company is about. You even call a part of your code of conduct, you include in it the term, a guide to living our brew. How did it come about that you decided to really take it to this level?
Well, first, thanks for the compliment. It really came about a few years back when we had acquired a lot of businesses, and the CEO at the time felt like we needed an identity as Molson Coors, separate and apart from our brands, that really sort of described both who we were as a company and a culture and where we wanted to be from a strategic perspective. And so he enlisted a project that was really a ground roots effort, where employees from all over our business, all over the world, were asked to define who are we at Molson Coors and where do we want to go. And that project resulted in a document that we call Our Brew. And it's the first time that we really combined our strategy as a company with our values and who we believed we were as people and as an organization. And that document was rolled out across the company and was extremely well received. And it really gave us all a common language and a way to join together behind one vision. Shortly following that, we rolled out a new version of our code, which at the time was called Living Our Values, but had a lot of the language of Our Brew and aligned with Our Brew. But then we got a new CEO who wanted to take it to the next level, and he took the brew and developed an operating model called Our Brew House. And in the brew house, one of the main priorities is developing great people. And within that, it talks about developing great people by teaching them to live our brew on a daily basis. So at that point in time, we decided we needed to revamp the code yet again, a little bit, to be more closely aligned with our brew and with the brew house operating model, because we had seen already how people had really embraced our brew and how it was having a very positive impact on the culture. So at that point in time, we took another tweak of the code and we changed it to the Molson Coors Code of Conduct, a guide for living our brew, and really positioned it as an extension of our brew rather than a separate document. And all of our messaging is very purposely aligned with our brew. And as we rolled that out, I think it really helped us make strides in the organization, because instead of it being really a separate compliance or ethics and compliance initiative or document or something that they were just required to train on, it really now was viewed as a means for employees to know and understand how to live our brew, which in turn helps the organization achieve its objectives. And so the buy-in across the business, I think, was much, much stronger, and employees are much more engaged in it as a result.
Yeah, well, it's got to also help the fact that there's a one common vocabulary for everything, you know, that you're talking in the same language, whether it's how we move the business forward from a strategic sense or how we're doing it from a compliance perspective, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, there are quite a few kind of catchphrases throughout our brew that we then amplify in our code and in our training. One is win the right way versus win at all costs. And that's really probably the key message that we carry through, which is, you know, yes, we have these strategic objectives, which we are determined to achieve, but we won't do it at all costs. And we want to make sure that everybody understands that. And so front and center, we're basically saying winning the right way is the only way we want to do business. Historically, the Ethics and Compliance Program had its own branding, and you know, we thought that was really cool at the time. But what we found is employees really gravitate more to the RBRU branding, and so we have changed over to use that so that, you know, again, it's truly an extension of RBRU. So whether it's the code, whether it's a policy, whether it's training, whether it's a communication, a poster, we always make very clear that connection back to RBRU, whether that's through graphics or language. It's very clear to employees that it is tied to that very important document and philosophy. We have also begun to incorporate that into other areas, such as the way we evaluate performance.
Well, that's fascinating. You know, a lot of times the performance evaluation process is pretty far away from compliance, likewise incentives and things like that. What's the involvement of the compliance program in your organization's performance evaluation process?
So we've recently partnered with our human resources group to more explicitly call out the behaviors that we expect employees to have. So historically, we have always measured performance on both the what people achieve and the how they achieve it. Now we've dug into the how they achieve it a little bit more and been very clear about what behaviors we expect to see. And we tie that back to the how we work part of our RBRU, back to the, you know, winning the right way versus winning at all costs. What does that really look like in day-to-day behaviors on a spectrum? So as we evaluate employees, you know, we can say, you know, where we are looking at the how, and we can say, where are you on this perspective? For example, are you just doing the bare minimum? Are you completing your compliance training? Are you, you know, making sure you understand the code of conduct? Or are you really role modeling the right behaviors? Are you messaging with your teams about the right behaviors? Are you seen as a role model for the rest of the organization, as somebody who is standing up to win the right way? So on that spectrum, where are you? So in other words, it's not just enough to get your compliance training done. We want to see you taking it to the next level and getting credit for doing so.
That's great. I think it's really terrific that you're doing that and, you know, and able to infuse that within the whole review process. So what's been the feedback from the workforce? You know, you talked about how you saw it as a better opportunity than having your own branding. Are people telling you that now they get compliance better, or that it resonates more because you've made it part and parcel with this whole RBRU approach?
Yeah, I think we've definitely seen that, because, you know, our RBRU and the RBRU House, that is what our CEO is driving the business on. That's what the different business units are incented on. And so as long as this is part of that, that's really kind of pushing them to be more engaged in this and seeing this as, this is a leadership behavior that we expect people to have across the business if they want to be successful. So I think they're seeing it more as, this is a skill and an expertise I need to develop to be a successful leader in the organization versus a separate compliance initiative that's sort of just checking the box. I really feel like it took us a big step forward in embedding the program as just part of who we are as a company, as opposed to, like I said, you know, a sort of add-on to what we do here at Molson Coors.
Well, that's great. And I think, you know, it's a great goal for everyone in compliance and ethics to make it not just be something that one has to do as sort of an added requirement, but integral not only to staying out of trouble, but to being a successful leader within an organization. Well, Carolyn, thank you so much for sharing all this information about your program with us. Thanks to all of you who took to the time to listen today. I'm Adam Turtletop from SCC saying thanks for being a part of Compliance Perspective.
Thank you, Adam.